Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 in Accra, on Love 99.5 in Kumasi. We're also live in all 16 regions of Ghana, including Radio Justice Tamale, Radio Kwando Kwando, Fafa Radio Jojia, and Jata FM Karaga. We're also live on X Spaces Facebook live stream and My Joy Online interactive app. The Midday News is sponsored by Petrosol, your clean fuel in full quantity. Petrosol, always a delightful experience. Also brought to you by Joy Plus Ghana Limited, producers of quality PVC and HDPE pipes and water tank, the only water storage tank with a level indicator where DuraPlus goes, water flows. Coming up, low turnout allegations of vote buying characterize the Ejisu parliamentary by-election in the Ashanti region as the NPP attempts to maintain the seat.
The history pertaining to by-elections, you know, people are not very much active into it.
In some few areas where we've had reports of vote buying and all that.
Reports of vote buying from where? Where specifically in Ejisu?
Bunri.
No evidence. I came here, I've not seen anybody influencing any electorates with any money. So those.
We'll also hear from the Electoral Commission dismissing claims it is working to ensure an NPP victory.
We have involved them throughout all the process. As a commission, we have no interest in any candidate. And we have told them that. We have demonstrated that.
We're live in the constituency to bring you the very latest also.
As Vice President, he cannot point to one initiative. Just, I've asked him, and I've been waiting for a few years now. For that answer, give me one initiative that you did as Vice President.
NPP flag bearer Dr. Baumia throws challenge to his main contender in the December election, John Mahama of the NDC. We have details of all that. Also, the West African Examination Council, WAEC, unwilling to back down on new fee charges despite the Ghana National Association of Private Schools threatening to boycott the 2025 BEC.
For the bond paper that we use in printing, we have to import. We look at inflation, we look at the exchange rates, look at port charges, and all of these are looked at before we come up with our estimate.
In sports.
Legendary boxer Azuma Nelson will return to the ring almost two decades after his last exhibition fight. We have details in 20 minutes.
And this afternoon we ask, must she sit down while greeting the president?
You must also respect the traditional authority in the same way when he also comes to your place in the presidency, he must also offer you that sort of respect.
We have details of these stories and more with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Please stay for details. Annual election headquarters brought to you by Petrosol Clean Fuel in full quantity. SEMA, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, and AICPA together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, and the German Ozen Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty. Now, some 106,513 electorates are voting in 206 polling stations at Ejisu in the Ashanti region to elect a Member of Parliament. The Ejisu parliamentary by-election became necessary following the sudden death of John Koma, the MP for the area. Six people are contesting the election. They are Esther Osai for the CPP, Kwabena Boateng for the NPP, Beatrice Boache for the Liberal Party of Ghana, and Kwabena Owusu-Edeomi, an independent candidate. The rest are Fredo Ajiman Joseph, an independent candidate, and Joseph Atakra, also an independent candidate. 5 hours into voting and turnout has been low.
You know the history pertaining to by-elections. You know, people are not very much active into it. And so, you see, as you've just begun, you will not have much people coming to vote. But as we go on, you see that they will be coming. People are now preparing to come to the polling station to vote. So we are expecting them, based on the work that we've done so far with the electorate. I believe they'll be coming to vote.
Well, already the camp of the independent candidate, Kwabena Owusu-Edeomi, is a legend vote buying. He has a spokesperson, Nana Osei Bonsu.
Smooth so far, except for some, in some few areas where we've had reports of vote buying and all that. But
reports of vote buying from where? Where specifically in Ejiso?
Bunri. Yes, please.
Okay, reports of vote buying. How did you get these reports? Yeah. Who said what?
Yes, we've had reports that people positioned at a certain vantage point and are giving out money for people who are going to vote.
I see.
Our government officials, positioned in those points, and then they are giving out money.
You're saying government officials? That's
government
quite
official. Yeah.
That's quite an allegation. I mean, what evidence do you have?
It isn't. It is a matter of fact.
You mentioned names.
You are a reporter within the constituency, and so I've just told you that it's ongoing. It's currently happening in Bunri, so he can drive to the location and find out for himself.
There's also this concern about the trickle of voters coming in to vote. We expected that there would be huge numbers in the queue, but that isn't happening. How do you react to that?
Well, these are early days, yes. The people will come in, but we sometimes start slow and then we finish hard.
So do you think that would affect the chances of your candidate, Kwabno?
No, I don't think so at all. The people are discerning enough to see through some of these gimmicks.
How about you? Are you not influencing with any money?
No, not at all. We don't have that substantial amount of money to give out.
Well, let's go live now to Ejiso, where my colleague Nana Yaljima joins us on the line. Nana, what's the latest where you are? Unfortunately, we do not have Nana Yaljima on the line, but we'll be reaching out to our other colleagues who are also there as well to give us the very latest on this election. Well, we are joined right now by Nana Bwachi Yadom, and he's giving us latest on what's happening. Nana, what can you report?
Well, Manesi, the process has been smooth so far. It started at exactly 7 a.m. The turnout is not as impressive as we expected it to be. Generally, of a by-election, though, we've had some of the aspirants. We have Kwabena Osuegunum, who casted his votes not long ago at Bisniase, and also the MPP's candidate, Kwabena Boateng, who's also casting his votes at Onye. But he has been to a Joseph proper where he inspected some polling stations here. He interacted with some of the voters. We also had an engagement with him. We asked him how positive he is about the process. He said he's determined that at the end of the polls, he's going to emerge winner of today's by-election. We also did ask him why he thinks he stands out against his opponent, Kwabena Osuegunum. He says that an independent candidate cannot champion development in the Ejiso constituency. It is always a candidate from the government or from the ruling government that can champion development, that can speak to government to also bring our development into every constituency. And so he's calling on the delegates to also vote for him. Adrian, on the other hand, is also optimistic of victory. He says that regardless of whatever the NPP is doing here in the constituency, he's hopeful that at the end of the polls, he's going to come out victorious.
Well, Nana, there's also been allegations of vote buying against the NPP. Have they been responding to this? Nana Boache, can you hear me? Unfortunately, we lost Nana Boache, but then we've been hearing from the national organizer of the NPP, Henry Boache, responding to allegations of vote buying.
I mean, these were speculations being peddled even before the elections, with no evidence. I came here, I've not seen anybody influencing any electorates with any money. And so those accusations, I think that as a media practitioner, you should not even follow it at all. I mean, it breeds tension. I don't think that there is any such thing. We are not engaged in that. We have conducted effective campaigning. We've gone to communities, we've gone to churches, we've visited chiefs, we've done door to door. We've waged an effective campaign. We are very hopeful that we are going to win. So those who are peddling such false narrative is not going to wash. We are very hopeful that we will emerge victorious.
Well, we'll go back to Edges. So we have Nana Yaljima joining us on the line. Nana Yaljima, where are you and what can you report?
So currently, I am at Ejiso Bisniase, the hometown of Kwabena Osuegunmi, and the people here are very charged. Every polling station here,
the call
there
has
are some
been put
people
on hold.
Who have
wait.
Decided not to leave the polling
the
station.
The call has been put on hold.
They are here for their ballots, and according to them, they have information that the New Patriotic Party is trying to buy votes here at Bisniase. So they are here on the grounds to ensure that MPP do not get that opportunity. So they are here, and even at a point they were alleging that Mr. Omariwadie, who happens to be the former vice chairman of the New Patriotic Party, was perpetrating such illegality. So it looks like the people here at Bisiase are very charged, and it looks like they are not ready to give chance to anybody who attempts to perpetrate illegality here.
Well, Nana, how has voter turnout been where you are currently?
So for Bisiase, it looks like the people have been coming in, trooping in to cast their ballot, but not seeing the long queue that we normally see when there is a but the people have been coming in.
Well, thank you very much, Nana Boachi, Nana Juma, there with us from Ejoso. Now, the Ashanti Regional Director of the Electoral Commission, Benjamin Banobio, says the exercise has been smooth so far.
I've visited about 10 centres, and wherever I go, people are there casting their vote. The queues are not long, but what you realize that the moment the person finishes casting his or her vote, he leaves the centre as a bike. And when it goes on like this up to 5 p.m., most of the over 106,000 registered voters will be able to come and cast their vote. We are anticipating for a higher voter turnout today. And the security men are also doing their job, and they have put in place a lot of measures.
He also denies the EC is working to ensure an NPP victory.
During printing, all the agents were there in Accra. After printing, they were giving copies of the serial numbers of the printed ballots. They were kept in sacks, ballot sacks, sealed with our seals, and they were also permitted to seal their seals there. When it got to Ejoso, we all went and inspected the seals. Our system is so transparent and so verified. There is no way anybody can cheat without it being detected. So if somebody is saying the Electoral Commission is carrying the system in favor of a candidate or against a candidate, what we expect you, the media, to do is to prove to them, ask him, at what level are they going to scheme? And how are they going to do it? So that the person will come out, put his views, and then you will be able to even kill the news. In the map. If you ask him how, he will not be able to tell you. We have involved them throughout all the process. As a commission, we have no interest in any candidate.
You had Ashanti Regional Director of the EC, Benjamin Banobio. But what could be the likely outcome today? Musa Dankwa with the Global Info Analytics has some answers.
Okay. Because the margin that Kwabena Boateng has over Edwemi is 3.1%,
mm-hmm.
and the margin of error for the poll is 3.4%,
okay.
which means that anybody can win this election tomorrow. Now, if you look at why Edwemi is doing very well, it's because of ground coalition that backs him at the moment in Ejoso.
Mm-hmm.
You see he's getting nearly two-thirds of floating voters.
Yeah,
he's getting over 92% of NDC supporters. Is getting 95% of smaller parties, and is getting close to 60% of people who did not disclose their party affiliation to us. And he's getting 36% of MPP support. So that is the reason why he's looking very competitive.
Well, you stay with us for more on your election headquarters. The flag bearer of the NPP, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, is challenging the NDC's candidate John Mahama to point to any policy he initiated during the administration of the NDC. He was addressing the Eastern Regional House of Chiefs at Koforidua.
And if I list them, there are over 30 new initiatives that, as Vice President, I've been able to do. So, if as Vice President I've been able to help with all of these, I believe I can do more for the country. Because my major opponent in this election, he was also vice president before, and he was president as well. As vice president, he cannot point to one initiative. Just I've asked him, and I've been waiting for a few years now, for that answer. Give me one initiative that you did as vice president. He didn't, there's no one policy initiative that you can associate with him as vice president.
And that's NPP flag bearer, Dr. Mahmoudou Bawumia. Stay with Joy News, your election headquarters, for all the updates on the Ejusu by-election. Election headquarters brought to you by Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity, SIMA, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, and AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, and the German Ozon Medical Center, alternative therapy, dental wellness, and beauty. Now, moving on, the Workers' Union of the Electricity Company of Ghana is threatening to disconnect the private facilities of the Ashanti Regional Minister if he is found to be owing the company. The Regional Minister had earlier refuted allegations he owes electricity bills at some of his private residences. Simon Osei-Mensah had indicated that aside his Jachi residence, all other estates are on prepaid meters. But speaking on Love FM, the chairman of the Senior Staff Association of ECG Ashanti West, Yusuf Usmanu Abdullahi, said the power company is reconciling the meter readings from the minister's residence, and if found culpable, he will be disconnected. Before we hear from the ECG, take a listen to the regional minister, who described bills sent to his private facilities as fraudulent.
All the meters in my residences are prepaid, except my house in my hometown, Dachi. And even that one, ECG has not been submitting the bills regularly. But as a responsible citizen of the country, from time to time, I go and make lodgements. And the last lodgement is here, I'll give it to you to inspect, was made on the 2nd of April, 2024.
But the ECG says they will not hesitate in disconnecting the facilities from the national grid if the regional minister has arrears.
When I've checked, he has a prepaid meters there. I think the house in Ahumasu. I'm told he has another place at his hometown. I didn't know of that, but he mentioned that he has been given a fraudulent bill. So I want to take my time and check that one too and see what is it. But if he's owing, he will be disconnected.
But my question is he owing or he's not owing, Yusuf?
So that is why he has not been disconnected, because we are here to check and reconcile. So.
Meanwhile, the ECG is refuting claims by the minister that the company deliberately disconnects power to the residents of the president and vice president in Kumasi whenever they are in the region.
He gave an instruction that whenever the president and the vice president are in town, we should make sure the supply is stable at where they lodge. And he painted a picture as if we sabotage the president and then the vice president. David, they don't even inform us. We hear the information that the president will be around. We will be scanning through to know where they are to protect the feeders that serves the customers. It is never true that we know the president is here and we will deliberately take off. The last time, apart from yesterday, that the president came to town, I understand that his office reported that where the president is lodging is off. We checked our feeders, the feeders were on. We asked our officers to drive to where the president is lodging. The feeders were on.
In a related development, Energy Minister Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh is yet to appear before Parliament's Government Assurance Committee to answer questions on assurances he made in Parliament to MPs. Committee members have been seated for hours and the minister has not shown up. It is not clear if the minister will appear at all or will designate his deputies to stand in his stead. Let's go live to Parliament, where some MPs are expressing frustration. Kwekwa Sante, has the leadership of the committee explained at all what is causing the delay in starting this meeting?
Not at all, Mami. The meeting was expected to start at 9 a.m. Members were seated by 9 a.m. In fact, by the time we arrived, they were all seated waiting for the Minister for Energy to appear. The Minister has since not appeared. It's 12 a.m. They have not had any communication, and they've also not communicated to the media what exactly is holding up. And we've been trying to talk to some MPs off the record, trying to get an understanding of what they know. First of all, the chairman of the committee himself, Farouk Ali Mahama, has not arrived yet. We understand he was in Tamale and was flying to Accra this morning, but was caught up in some late flight delay issues. So he has not arrived here yet. But the ranking member on the committee, John Otibles, is around. But some members of the committee tell me that they understand that the energy minister has informed the committee through the chief director that he's unable to be here and is working on designating any of his deputies to represent him. But the practice before the assurance committee has been that they do not entertain deputy ministers because they were not the ones who made the assurances on the floor of the House. So we expect that the committee members are awaiting the chairman to arrive in Accra and then inform members on the way forward.
Thank you very much, Kwikwa Santese, our parliamentary correspondent. You're still listening to the Midday News on Joy 99.7 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions. Also, we'll be taking a break. When we return, we have sports and then the West African Examination Council, WAEC, unwilling to back down on new fee charges despite the Ghana National Association of Private Schools threatening to boycott the 2025 BEC if the increments aren't reviewed.
For the bond paper that we use in printing, we have to import. We look at inflation, we look at the exchange rate, look at port charges, and all of these are looked at before we come up with our estimate.
We have sports with Mustao.
Mamesi, the legendary Ghanaian boxer, Azuma Nelson, he will return to the ring almost 2 decades after his last exhibition fight, an event aimed at empowering youth through sports. The three-time former world champion will face off against European Union ambassador Brazilian on May 4 in an exhibition match at the Bukom Boxing Arena. He says he wants to inspire the next generation of boxers.
So when they come in and told me that the ambassador wants to do this with you, you know, I didn't think twice because I just think straight to my people, the Bukom boys and those who are coming up, you know, and I said, no. If these people see me doing it, you know, with this age, you know, it will encourage them, you know, and I can get a chance to talk to them, you know, that whatever they want, they can get it, you know, hard work, pace, and all these things that I want to share with them, you know. So I said, yes, I'll do it, you know. So I start shaking myself more, you know.
On May 4, we'll all be at the Bukom Boxing Arena as he reloads the glory days.
And that will be an exciting match to watch. Well, in the Jamestown community, the nets of fishermen catch plastic waste instead of fish, a distressing situation in the once thriving fishing community. Years of plastic deposit from various collective points has turned the sea into a dumping ground, depleting marine life and devastating the livelihoods of fishermen. I was there in the community and I've come through with this report.
When we go fishing, we hardly get fish, only rubber.
Ni Ajiman, a seasoned fisherman, stands on the Jamestown shore and happy as he examines his miserable catch. His nets, again, filled with plastic waste.
I think it is the use of rubber that has destroyed our environment. It isn't good for us.
Jamestown, once a thriving fishing community, is now a London site of plastic filth and waste clothes. The 55-year-old has fished here for more than 17 years. He fears the state of the sea is not only threatening their livelihood, but depleting the sea of livestock.
The plastics are destroying the livestock in the sea. We're not getting fish. We try hard to get it, but it is increasingly becoming difficult.
Fishmongers are equally worried about the situation. The development is destroying their trade. Dede comes to the shore in hopes of getting her pan filled with fish. But after hours of anticipation, she is disappointed.
The beach is unclean. The sea is filled with debris from other areas, especially the Kole Lagoon.
And that's filth exhibition. Now, the West African Examination Council isn't ready to review new charges to clients. Despite threats from the Ghana National Association of Private Schools, the council remains steadfast in its position, citing the need to adapt to the rising expenses associated with managing the examination process. But NAPS is questioning the fairness and implication of the increased fees.
Apart from recommending that government absorbs these exam fees for the low-fee private schools and subsidize same for all other private schools, we entreat WAEC to always negotiate with NAPS prior to any fee increment. Let me serve notice that NAPS will lead all pre-tertiary private schools to boycott next year's BEC should WAEC arbitrarily increase the fees.
And he had president of NAPS, Professor Damasus Turusong. However, WAEC has been justifying their fee, saying the high cost of operation is accounting for the increment. John Kapi is director of public affairs.
Well, you see, if it is just about examination fees, then I feel that that is rather petty. For example, we have, before we come up with examination fees, we consider a number of things. Now, we do the printing of the question papers ourselves, and for the bond paper that we use in printing, we have to import. And so the parameters that we use are based on market prices or the market conditions.
Historian Kweku Dako Ankra from the Department of African Studies at the University of Ghana says that chiefs wield absolute power within their traditional domains and deserve respect from the president. The statement follows an incident at a ceremony attended by President Akufo-Addo in Damongo, where his bodyguards reportedly signaled a traditional ruler to rise and greet the president. Prior to this, a video emerged showing the president instructing chiefs at a funeral to stand up before shaking hands with him. This has sparked debate, with some finding it disrespectful to traditional customs, while others argue that the president was simply exercising authority.
We are talking about derivation of authority of these two important powerhouses, I mean the president and the chiefs. So what it is that since the traditional authorities have their power in their traditional area or jurisdiction that they rule, they constitute absolute power in that area. So that when you are a guest and you are visiting a chief, you must also respect the traditional authority in the same way when he also comes to your place in the presidency, he must also offer you that sort of respect.
And you heard historian Kweku Dako Ankra from the Department of African Studies at the University.